This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things each week that make you say the thing. That's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
Hi.
That's Eli.
Yeah, I was sweating there for a second because the fade out button on the thing is like the iPad has some issues with like what's working on the touch thing, and I just realized that it wasn't working. Like the part that's dead was where the button was, so I had to like frantically switch it to. Otherwise, it would have been
you did great
for four minutes.
Yeah, it's a very
everybody was like, "This is good." I don't think it matters because I think
Shelby cuts it down.
Anyways.
It is never the version you play off.
I'm just telling everyone what I'm going through right now. Yeah, I'm just sharing my truth.
Well, it would have been it would have been very stressful because without the fade out, that song is very long.
Everyone would have been mad at me. That's what I'm saying. Now they're mad at me for a different reason. Hi, everybody.
We're not mad at you. It's okay, bud.
Yeah.
How is everybody? How was your week off?
That was nice.
You went to LA?
Los Angeles, California.
How was it?
It was really good.
What was the best thing you ate?
Oh, fuck. I got a fried chicken sandwich at this place called Trap Fried Chicken. It was good as fuck.
Yeah.
It was like a hot chicken. Not like full, like crazy hot, but. I mean, they had that option, but I was trying to enjoy myself.
Did you meet anybody who was claimed to be a big-time producer and said they could make you a star?
I thought you said, did you eat anyone? I was like, what? No, I didn't. I didn't even, like, do much stand-up or anything. Turns out that's nice when you're in a different city.
Just visit?
Yeah, and, like, be able to see people. And if you get dinner, you don't have to be like, I have to be out by 7:30, like, to go drive to fucking wherever.
To be in Burbank.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was staying in Burbank for part of it, but it was nice.
Maybe we should quit comedy.
Yeah. Generally, I when I was there, like, 2 years ago or something, I hated it a lot. And I think it was just because it turns out L.A. is a lot more enjoyable when you're not clinically depressed. Mm. That was, I think, a big part of it. Was just, it was just me that was anywhere. I was mad. And now I went and I'm like, it's nice here. It's sunny.
Yeah.
Went on long walks. They have those little, they have like the bird, those annoying motor scooters, you know?
Yeah, Austin has those.
Yeah, those suck. But I will say they also have like little mini mopeds. And I got on one of those and I was ripping and roaring.
You can just like rent a curbside mini moped?
Yeah, it's like not like a full moped. It's like a little,
little motorbike
boy, but it's like it was a little circus, like I'm sure me on it. Like I was like, and I was ripping down Sunset Avenue on that shit. And then I got to a point where
Sunset Avenue,
Sunset Street, I don't know what the fuck it's called. And I was ripping down that. And then it widened out and then I got into real traffic.
Oh, no.
And there were bigger cracks and stuff in the street, and I could see people looking at me sort of like, people don't ride this here, and I was like, okay, and then I got off.
It was like it's like the part in Clueless where they get on the freeway by accident.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen Clueless.
What? You haven't seen it?
It's pretty good.
Pat, have you seen it?
It's so easy not to see Clueless.
That is absolutely not true.
It's so easy.
No, how dare you? There's a really good scene where they accidentally get on the freeway, and it's like worst case.
Is
like,
it because they're clueless?
It's because they're clueless.
They're pretty clueless.
They're very clueless. And it's like they are then immediately overtaken by like a biker gang, an 18-wheeler, an old lady flipping them off. It's like very good.
Bring back the biker gang into modern comedies. Bring back the out of nowhere biker gang gag.
There's a good biker gang gag in the show we were just talking about. I think you should leave.
Oh, that's true.
Not the threatening kind of biker gang, but a good motorcycle bit.
Good motorcycle bit.
I think we sort of exhausted the biker gang thing. It's due for a revival, but a Wild Hogs kind of
it ruined it.
Kind of, you know.
But the
whole
the
movie
bikers.
Was well. They were also there was also a biker gang that was like,
oh,
you guys aren't
cool enough to be bikers or whatever.
The Sons of Anarchy.
It was also a crossover movie with the show Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, like, John Travolta got, like, stabbed in prison a lot, you know? And lost one of his eyes. So it was pretty, yeah.
Yeah, the movie took a weird turn.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like a fun family comedy. Yeah.
That guy Kurt Sutter loves getting just abused. His characters just get abused in all the shows that he writes on.
Yeah.
Because he gets like, he was like a hitman who got murdered in The Shield. He was, his guy got like repeat, like he was in jail the whole time he was on Sons of Anarchy and got just like progressively more
the shit kicked
up
out
and
of
stabbed
him.
And stuff.
Wait, Kurt Sutter himself?
Yeah.
But he writes it, right?
Yeah,
so
but
he wrote himself.
Yeah, he writes like.
Maybe he has some kind of like anxiety thing where he's like, I need to like see myself being murdered so that I'm not freaked out about death as much anymore. Mm. You know
or
what I mean?
Or he's just a masochist.
Could be.
He's the Tarantino of masochism. Mm. Where he's just like always getting beat to shit.
Instead of foot stuff.
Yeah. Is what's your name doing? Karen Siegel? Is that?
Katie Seagal.
Katie Seagal.
Peg Bundy. As I heard of Lilu. Lila. Lilu. Lilu is Fifth Element.
Lilu on Futurami.
Yeah. Lilu Multipass.
Lilu Dallas Multipass.
Yes.
Katie Seagal Multipass.
Sons of Anarchy Multipass.
Hey, I want to say something. We have new merch in our TeePublic store that Stephen Alcala made us, right?
Yeah.
It's really cool. And we were all talking about how we kind of can't buy it because it has our faces on it.
It's true.
We feel weird about it.
We would buy it, though.
Yeah.
If we were not us.
Can
boy,
buy it.
I'll tell you what.
I think it's I'm going to get like a poster of it, but I don't think I could wear my face.
But like poster of your own face in your house. I guess that's not that weird.
It's
people have pictures of themselves.
It's artistic.
Up.
And it has you guys in it. If it was just me, it would be a lot.
People,
but
people have just pictures of themselves hanging up, though. I feel like that's not that weird.
Drug lords.
Yeah.
like CEOs and drug lords.
You don't have a huge custom portrait of yourself hanging over your bed?
An oil painting.
Yeah.
Of my sons. Yeah.
We have one of those in my family in Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is some true WASP shit.
It's way, but we're Irish Catholic, we're not one, but yes. it was way bigger than my dad thought it was going to be, because the guy said, how big do you want it? And it's like, he gave him like the dimensions.
Oh my God.
It's very big.
You have a huge portrait of your family in your house?
Yep.
That rules.
Have any of your family members disappeared from the portrait?
No, not yet.
Is there a pet in it?
To roam around the house at night?
There's no pet in it. It's like a, it's based on photos that nobody posed for it, because it was a surprise gift.
Aww.
But it's all of us, and like we're all wearing the same, like it's one of those like Irish white knit sweaters.
Nice.
Oh, and the background is the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland, so it's like we're just kind of like floating in this, like with this background kind of.
Does your family go to Ireland frequently?
I used to live there. I lived there for a year when I was a kid.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Full of surprises, this guy.
But
therapy
yeah.
day here.
So,
what a time.
But
I will
anyway.
Say I'm making fun of you, but there are portraits of my brother and I in my parents'
like
house.
Like paintings.
Yeah, because it was like my mom's a used to be a curator, so she knows all these like artist people,
and she
commissioned.
She blackmailed them into doing it.
Yeah,
it's like you're not gonna be listed anywhere again after this. You're finished in this town.
They're
paint
like,
my family.
They got shown in a like gallery once that this because the guy who painted them was like having a exhibition or whatever, and I was like pretty young at the time, and I was really mad because everybody liked the one of my brother more than the one of me. Like they were just
that
like
kind of suck.
Yeah, like it was a bummer, and it was because it's just like just his facial expression and stuff, it's like it really captures like this little boy like in a it's a good painting, but I was just like, what the fuck, like mine's good too. I was very
were
upset.
The squirrels in it.
The squirrels were not in it. Exactly.
We also have framed like boardwalk caricatures.
Hell
that's,
yeah.
That, but
that's good.
That's a fun time.
They ask you what you do. So my sister, it's like, I do ballet. So she's a ballerina. And they're all from the side.
Right.
And then my dad's like, I golf. So he's like doing golf stuff. And then I was like, I rollerblade and play basketball. So I'm doing both of those things. And I have like a backwards hat. And my mom said, I'm not doing one of these, so there's not one of them.
I don't want to know what my most prominent feature is, thank
but,
you.
Like, here's me from the thing. You can see
wow.
Aw, little Patty.
And here's my parents.
That's cute.
And then
that's nice.
My sister.
Oh, and your little matching sweater.
It's a little
But it's
more
funny
like
to watch, like, who looks the most real. Like, my dad is definitely the most realistic looking. Like, I don't know if he got the most pictures or he looks the same in the most pictures.
Right.
Or
the guy just nailed it.
Yeah. And then there's, like, varying degrees of other than that, you know.
It's nice. It's more like a unique style of art for those. It's not one of the like super blue blood like.
Right. Yeah. No. It's definitely. Like, I'm sorry. I said it was waspy. It's not.
It's
that
like
waspy.
Nice. Yeah. It's like a nice like the super waspy ones where it's like. People like Renaissance a, style, like
yeah.
It's like it's nobody's sitting in like shit. Nobody's sitting in an upholstered leather chair.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
It's not like it's not like the painting of Tony Soprano with Pio Mai.
Yeah,
I wish
that would be pretty good. Though.
I have no portraits of me. Real salt of the earth.
Yeah. No carnival caricatures even.
No, I didn't have. I had a caricaturist at my bar mitzvah, but I don't know where that went.
Remember the roast character guy from Nathan For You? That just made me think of that. That was like one of the funniest things I'd ever seen in my life at that point. I was obsessed with that guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was like, when you say at that point in my life, that was like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, it was a little longer than that, but yeah. That was like the thing. That was like my favorite thing for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Probably. But yeah, check it out. It's on the TeePublic. Eli's going to get one and put it above his bed, I guess.
Yeah.
He's also going to
I'm going to put it on my ceiling.
Might get a pillow? You said it would look good as a pillow?
They have throw pillows, which I don't think I could pull the trigger on, but they do look
cool.
You
could just, yeah, if you want to lay on our face or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you want with them.
Steven Tyler, ladies of the world, lay
keep
on
it
my
to
face.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Don't tell us what you're doing.
They're not like life size.
No, that would be funny though.
That's our next merch is like
body pillows.
Body pillows.
I would love a fucking body pillow.
Full size body pillows. The anime girl pillows.
Yeah.
Waifu.
I do think that would be like a great thing to have made of yourself. Like it would just be so funny.
Joke for some of the listeners and definitely not either of you. Waifu time to be alive.
No,
I know what that
is. I know what that means.
All right. other people will enjoy it. Maybe.
It's like they have the Go Off Kings have the Jesse Farrar fathead, the life size Jesse Farrar fathead.
Amazing.
Next to the
you
recording
can get
fat spot.
Heads of like anything, right? Custom
yeah, you just send
heads.
In a picture, I think. Yeah. It costs. I think it's not cheap.
We've talked about for WrestleSplania doing this thing that a lot of. Especially back in the day when women's wrestling was like only for perverts, they would do these things called kiss cards, and it was like a trading card of the person, and then on the back the person will have kissed it with lipstick.
Cool.
And we were talking about doing those for WrestleSplania as WrestleSplania merch, WrestleSplania kiss cards.
That's I think I'd hate to do that because I would know who bought them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
I would have to know their names and where they live because I would have to mail them to them.
Like I was just like a Twitter thing. Like you have a wish list, and I don't give a shit about like wish list stuff or whatever. But I always think it's this thing of like, what would bother me about having a wish list is I'd be like, I know who bought this for me, and it's like, you know what I mean?
I will say my people who have bought stuff off my wish list, it's all been like very sincere and above board. Like,
okay,
it's and honestly, it's not just men. Like, women have bought me stuff off my wish list.
Yeah, before. Yeah. I don't think it's all that. I would just like,
but there, I'm sure. Yeah, no. Like,
I should
statistically,
get this like dirty PlayStation. That'd be like, ugh.
Statistically, like, yeah, at least one or two people who have bought stuff off my wish list minimum are perverts. But like, that's fine.
Yeah,
they're
you know?
Like using their being a pervert for a good cause, and I appreciate it.
It's fine. My address isn't on the thing.
Exactly. They don't know where I live, and like now my cat has a nice little cat bed because they're a pervert, so like thanks.
That's like fine. Even worse if someone's like, I bought something for your cat. I'm like, I'm gonna get rid of the cat. I don't know. I don't like the way you're talking about it,
man. Yeah, you would not enjoy being a woman. It would be a problem for
especially
you,
especially if I looked exactly the same.
that would also be a problem for you. I don't think it would be a problem in terms of people buying you stuff off your wish list.
You're adjusting what the class of purchaser is. You
that's
know,
true.
Like
yeah.
What kind of person is going to be buying stuff?
Anyway,
hey, what's
wanna
up,
do
guys?
Numbers?
It's me.
Same
Stan
voice.
Chamberlain.
Well, we have some updates we can talk about.
Oh yeah,
them. Yeah. Let's do
some updates.
All right. So this one is the this is not too from not too long ago. The I think it was last 2 weeks ago, right? We did it. The RKO teen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
he RKO'd his principal and got arrested.
He attempted to RKO his principal, got in trouble. He's on the rampage. He did it again. But not to the principal. This is he did it to a life-size plastic alligator in an artificial tropical pond at a mall in Florida.
A victimless crime.
And he took a video of it. So let's see if I can get this to display to everyone here. He's taking off his shirt because he's going to go in the pond. And
why are you holding it?
I'm trying
parallel
to
the ceiling. Oh, he goes in. Whap.
Did you do it?
You can turn it this way. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He didn't break it.
And he pinned him. So he is this big alligator. The shops are, it's like a fancy mall, I think. The shops are built around, it's like one of those indoor outdoor malls because the weather's nice enough in Florida that you can just kind of do
sure.
that.
Sure. Yeah. It's nice enough that it has a large faux tropical habitat in the middle of
that's
it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm finding that I think some of our definitions of nice are different. You know those nice malls in Florida?
Florida nice.
Yeah, yeah. Florida nice.
So they estimated, apparently, that the mall, the police report, estimated a $3,690 in damage, which is well above the $1,000 cutoff for a misdemeanor. So this is a potential felony criminal mischief. And the gator appears to have no damage done to it at all. It's just kind of floating. Like, it got wet.
Yeah, I thought his head was going to snap off in the RKO.
And the prosecutors admitted the estimate may be excessive in court. So thanks for that, guys. Really throwing the book at this guy.
Yeah. Well, it's also, yeah, like... You already got him. You already got him for assault. Like, leave him alone. Yeah. Let him RKO this inanimate object. This is a de-escalation of a crime.
Yeah.
It's not like he's like a serial murderer who is getting more and more brutal with time.
He's a serial RKO-er.
Yeah. But it is interesting that he didn't learn, or I guess maybe he did learn from the first time where he was like, oh, it turns out you can't RKO a human who is not willing to be RKO'd.
That's right. Just do it to a... alligator can't fight you back.
Right.
Yeah. A wooden alligator.
His RKO is not bad, by the way.
It looks
It looks
fun.
Pretty good.
So apparently, the good part about this is he's back in front of the same judge. Rolling her eyes in disbelief, Judge Francis looked at Sosa and said, "You're back."
For the same crime.
You got to find something else
that
to do.
Judge
maybe he was like,
I mean, really.
Begging for an RKO. It's no
if
way.
He doesn't. If he gets let off the hook and he doesn't RKO his attorney in celebration, then I don't want to know this man. But
he doesn't.
He demonstrate an RKO to the jury for us, sir, and then he's wham.
So he's basically just like trying to go viral all the time, like to jackass type. Like that's like this kid's whole deal.
I'm fine with that.
Did he tape the principal RKO?
What's that?
Did he tape the principal RKO?
Yes, there was video of that as well.
Oh, God.
So he has really no way of getting out of this. He's pretty much, So
I hope Randy Orton pays his legal bills.
Based on most things I've heard about Randy Orton, I would be surprised if he helped anyone out.
No.
Yeah. best of luck to him. He was released without having to post bond. I think he'll probably, it's been 2 weeks, so it's probably unresolved.
He lives in Florida already. WWE should just sign him.
just send him down to the NXT. Yeah, that's right.
Bring him into RKO somebody at the fucking whatever the big next show is.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody will love it.
What is the big Backlash?
I don't even know. No, Backlash is it Money in the Bank?
It might be Money in the Bank, yeah. He's going to win the briefcase.
He's going to win the briefcase.
It's like, they're going to be like, oh, wait, he sucks. He isn't good at wrestling
at all. All he can do is a shitty RKO and nothing else. did you know that? So, Eli, you might have figured this out. Money in the Bank, it's a ladder match. You win a briefcase, mm-hmm. and the briefcase has a contract in it. But
you can cash that in for something.
You cash it in for a shot at the title.
For cash.
To challenge
I'm surprised this isn't like a board game by now. I guess wrestling fans, a board game, not a big crossover, but.
But apparently in wrestling, it's like kind of it's kind of a prank to get the Money in the Bank briefcase, because if you have it, you have to carry it around with you all the time. And like that is your like carry on your airplane when you have to travel to shows. So it like fucks you up.
Wait, not even just on camera, like you physically always have to carry it around?
Not like in regular life, but like if you're traveling to a WWE event, they're like, yeah, you have to just have this.
Why would they not just have it at the venue?
No,
because you are the one that's going to cash it in.
They
want you to keep up.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
This is like playground rule.
Yeah,
super.
It'd be like having the hardcore belt and having to like be ready to defend yourself in the airport in case somebody comes and tries to pin you.
They should bring
the hardcore belt back. It's such a great. It's so easy. It's so fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Then you just go all the way, and it is. A briefcase that can be literally stolen from you at any time by any other wrestler.
by any person.
you can't steal because
you don't
want to.
No,
somebody's going to come with like a gun.
You're Mr. Money in the Bank or Mrs. Money in the Bank because there's two. Money in the Bank.
But it is like
if
it is
not,
under your charge.
Miss Money.
That's
in the
right.
Bank. Mrs.
Right.
Money in the Bank.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a Mrs. Money in the Bank? yes, there is. It's also like a, it's a, I thought you were going to say it's a prank in the sense that they've really blown the last three or four of them in a row in terms of the profile of the person who won it.
It's, it means nothing.
It's supposed to be like, oh man, this is like the next generation. And then it's like, oh, they just like blew it. They like had them cash it in and not win the title. Right. You know, and then they are.
That was my favorite WWE movie was Pulp Fiction, where they had the Money in the Bank briefcase whole time. Yeah.
That was actually what the briefcase was.
Yeah, it was the Money in the Bank briefcase. Was,
what a letdown.
They're all looking for a WWE contract. When you look at it, the gimp is just, that's a strong gimmick
that's
for a
true.
Wrestler, you know? Zed, all these.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. different.
But they did used to have a belt where it was like a 24/7, anyone can challenge you at any time thing, and you had to have it with you all the time, and it was the best. It was so funny.
That's that is very funny.
It's really good.
It's a nightmare for the person who has it. I would give it away immediately.
Well, because they would just have like they would shoot like off sites where it's like there's like a guy like being woken up in his hotel room by like a guy with a ref with him.
Because you have to bring a ref.
Because you have to have a
you
ref.
Have to bring a ref.
Yeah, like a duel. You have to.
So you're like dragging around like Mike Chioda or something, and it's like okay, pin him. Yeah, let's go.
There's a really good Japanese. Wrestling this dude Yano, he's like a comedy wrestler in Japan, and he puts out these DVDs of like him hanging out with the other wrestlers, and they do this thing where he gets a ref and they all went out drinking, and then he tries to pin people like while they're asleep to try to win, and it's like amazing. Like the one dude who's like known as like one of the best, it was Jushin Thunder Liger, like one of the best wrestlers in the world, in his sleep kicks out at one. It's amazing. Just like instinct. It's beautiful.
He's ready. It's like a special forces guy rolling over and pulling a gun or something without even knowing what's happening.
It's really good.
It's exactly like that.
Anyway,
let's do numbers.
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 Number 5.
Also, Kid Rock wants to buy one of the middle fingers.
that's about all you need to know about that.
All right, so this is this one comes to us from the Washington Post. Democracy Dies in Darkness.
That old rag.
This is fun. I'm just looking. This is a story from Westport, Connecticut, which is the same town. It's near where I grew up, and it's also the town that had the mystery boxes from when JP was on.
Oh, the mystery boxes.
Yeah. This is unrelated to that. Just the same town. First of all, it says the headline is, this man went to court to prove his, quote, cell phone was a hash brown. He won. So, making it a confusing story to start.
Good clickbait title, though.
But this picture is the
cell
banner
phone
image
hash
here.
Brown who?
And it just says here, the photo credit just says, close up of capital H hash, capital B brown, that's it. So no attribution, just explaining what it is. Yeah, I figured it was
clickbait
a hash brown.
Headline. What?
This savory shredded potato pancake. Yeah. Like, what?
Who took it? Is it like an AP thing, or is it like
Getty Images
stock photos? Yeah.
This filthy child celebrity is ugly as fuck now and has a hash brown phone.
Yes.
Click.
So this guy got a $300 distracted driving citation, so the cop saw him talking on his phone, what he thought, you know, it's all like the cop said he saw an illuminated thing next to the guy's face, and he was behaving in a way that looked like he was on the phone while driving, which you're not allowed to do. It's state law.
Simply a perfectly cooked hash brown.
That's
golden
right.
Golden brown.
Right.
He was just listening.
The glowing was actually the sheen of grease.
Yeah. If you hold, it's like a buttercup. It's like when you put a buttercup to your face.
Yeah.
If you hold the hash brown up to your ear, you can hear the fryer.
Yeah.
It's oh,
like
that's
a
beautiful.
Seashell. Mm-hmm. But he was represented himself in court. He lost the case last year, and he put out a significant amount of money to hire a defense attorney to appeal the case. He took on the cost of legal fees, which far exceeded the cost of the ticket, which is a $300 ticket, and it's a matter of principle. He said they go on your record, they never come off. It's like, you know, he wanted it off his thing, and he's also one of those weird principled peoples.
Yeah.
Principled people. So the cop testified that he clearly saw him talking to a black cell phone while driving. He saw him holding an illuminated object the size of a cell phone up to his face while moving his lips. And the defense attorney explained that his lip movement was consistent with chewing the hash brown he'd ordered at McDonald's moments earlier. He was not having, and phone records show the guy was not having a conversation at the time he was pulled over.
Wow. They pulled the cell tower records.
And his car has Bluetooth capabilities allowing him to talk without holding us. So he has like, you know, the talk thing.
I have a car phone. Why would I do that?
It's Serial Season 3 is so, hash brown man. It's fucking what's her name, Sarah Koenig, like eating a hash brown in between the fucking Best Buy and
Oh man, this kicks ass. to bolster his defense, they made a Freedom of Information Act request to obtain records showing the cop was on the 15th hour of a 16-hour double shift when he pulled him over. So they're just destroying this guy's credibility. Seeing crimes where there's no crimes,
so,
pal.
My main takeaway from this is that the hash brown eater was rich as fuck.
I think maybe.
Like, that's my...
Westport's a nice town. I don't know what this guy's deal is.
Westport's a nice town. He's got Bluetooth in his phone, and he has hired legal experts to discredit the cop who has arrested him.
So he's relieved about the verdict. The judge basically found that the state couldn't meet its burden of proof. Like, there's enough weird shit going on,
right.
That they couldn't, So... Especially because there was no record that he was on the phone, because what would be going,
Right.
So he said it was, he said that there was nothing, he's glad that it came out the way it did, but he had to sit through two trials, miss 4 days of work, pay a lawyer to get the outcome he wanted. Like, nobody else, there's very few people that would be able to do all this.
Yeah, right. Quote unquote, miss 4 days of work. He's like a CEO, and he's like, I'm not around,
Sorry, I have to go prove a point to a... wage slave.
He fought the law and he won.
Congrats. And he got a delicious hash brown out of it that he was apparently just smearing on the side of his face.
Yeah.
How I eat my hash browns. I slide them from the top down.
from my ear down my cheekbone. It gives me a nice little cheekbone highlight with the grease. And then...
It's like, that's the hot new look, right? That's like the glossier look, as you just rub a fucking hash brown on your face.
Yeah.
Looking real oily.
That store is a nightmare. I went in there the other day. It is awful. It's
is one of those places where it's like cool because they're like really shitty to you?
It's okay. So Glossier is like, if for our listeners that do not wear makeup or do not know people that wear makeup, it is like the marketing is really good, but it's basically just Vaseline, like with a little bit of tint in it. And the packaging is nice and the presentation is nice and it makes you want it. Like, I know it's Vaseline and I still want it. So it caters to like young, rich teenage girls with perfect skin already, because it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And turns out that's who's in the Glossier store. It is packed. They are all taking photos on their phones of themselves.
Yeah.
Like, there's stairs going up, and you can't walk up the stairs because there are a bunch of like hot 17-year-olds sitting on the stairs with a photographer. It is a nightmare. I just like their body wash. I don't want to be there.
An Instagram comment, let's shoot guy is on there in the stairs.
That might be who's there.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot of it's like their less attractive friend is the one taking the pictures.
Glossier seems to be, it's like one of those things where it's like, it looks good, but only if you also have like a makeup artist applying it.
It's not so much that, like, you don't need a makeup artist to apply it. You just need like hundreds of dollars to spend on really good skincare so that your skin looks really good underneath it. And then you just put like a hint of pink and it's like, oh, I'm glowing now. And it's like, well, that's because you take like biotin supplements and get chemical peels.
This is a chain of places, or this is like, there's like a pop-up because it's like a...
It's mostly online, but they have a brick and mortar store in New York.
Like Soho or something.
So yeah. So it's like, I think it's kind of a tourist attraction. It's like in the... I don't know, like kind of near Chinatown, but like the nice neighborhood kind of near Chinatown. What is that called?
Tribeca?
I guess, yeah.
Or Soho, depending on
probably where
we're
Soho, right?
Yeah. It's like east, I think.
It would be in Soho.
Anyway,
I would have guessed Soho. Yeah,
it's probably in Soho. I'm just dumb, but yeah. I feel like people like come from the suburbs and like go there when they like go shopping in the city.
Let me get some of this slime.
It's slime. That is what it is. It's
face
like
slime.
Rosy pink face slime.
Give me that slime.
I do like, this is just related to that. Like, what, that is such a creepy guy to me, is the like,
let's shoot guy.
Yeah. Just generally the like, I'm an amateur boudoir photographer. And it's like, okay, dude, like. Really cool. I just don't.
It's one of those things where it's like,
if that's your passion, I am upset. Like,
I think it's sort of, and this is like an inappropriate comparison because one of these professions is much more necessary than the other,
mm-hmm.
but it's like be a gynecologist where it's like, you do provide a service, but I don't totally understand why this is what you've chosen for
yourself. Yeah. If you're a male gynecologist, like, good for you for providing
like
a service,
get to
but
pick.
It's like,
right.
What kind of dog? What you're going to specialize
right.
in?
And like,
you see the person there.
I've had male gynecologists, and it's like, fine. It's
right.
like, they're not weird, but it's still like, I don't know how you got here.
Right.
And that's boudoir photographers.
It's like they said I had natural talent for it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's either like
I just memorized it a lot easier. I just did better on all the tests.
Yeah. Two, like, it's like creeps, jocks who think it's funny, and nerds who are desperate to like learn. They're like, maybe I'll figure it out. But yeah, that's like, I can imagine the person being like, I don't know what the fuck, the registrar or whatever in medical school. I didn't go there. And
yeah, it's like how they're like, so
what do you
want
to concentrate in? And he's like, gynecology. And you're just them lowering their half moon glasses and being like, great, cool.
Hey, yeah, everyone stands around in the med school gym and they have tables for each of the specialties. And if you don't get there on time, you get stuck doing like proctology.
Yeah,
how it works.
Yeah, that's also, it's just, yeah, it's like,
oh man.
Yeah,
that's, it's like proctology, which is gross for one reason, then it's like pediatric oncology, which is sad, which no one wants to do. So it's just those two things. That's it.
Yeah,
it's,
and everyone's same, running around the gym, running into each other.
I want to get dermatology. I want to get radiology.
Also not a fan of the guy who's just like, walking out of a fucking Best Buy with a DSLR and being like, who wants to come in my pool? beautiful. Let's shoot. Let's shoot.
I related to that. I think it is like very strange how, because of social media now, like people who are just regular ass people get like headshots now.
Oh, corporate headshots.
Not even corporate, just like, I'm just like a person and I want a bunch of pictures of me in like cute outfits.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to like stage a fashion editorial just for myself. Yeah.
Similar to that, which is weird, is that like if you like reject enough Instagram ads where like you get like brands like you'd say, I don't want to see this or whatever, mm-hmm. you start to get like these like people that have like 700 followers on Instagram but like pay for sponsored posts.
That's really weird.
And it's just like their personal account. And it's like, what is going on with these people? It's, like they're paying because they want more people to follow their stuff, but it's like, great day at the, you know, and it's just like a picture of them. Like, and it's just like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
You're not like doing anything that's like public facing. You know, they're not like somebody who like they're in entertainment or they're trying, you know what I mean? It's like there's nothing about them that seems like, It's just like a you know, like somebody who like works in an office or whatever.
They
and
just
like
really want like a flat tummy tea sponsorship.
I don't know what it is, but I got like
such
a bunch
a
of those.
Sad, like in like someone trying to be like
aspiring influencer.
Aspiring Insta thought is just like
I'm gonna make it clear. I'm not an aspiring influencer, but I would absolutely
you
sell
are
out in a second.
Thottimo.
Thottimo.
Give me.
Just selling that tea that makes you shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Selling fucking tapeworm tea.
The hair gummies.
Yeah.
It's like talking about your thick head of hair.
Yeah, it's just like
you have good hair.
Just,
I would buy your hair gummies.
Yeah. It's just that me like take like or like some weird like energy drink and then like cut to like a video of me working out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it helps me
with
work
bang
out.
Bang energy. You're fucking chugging Bang energy. Dude, I really do. I thought it'd be very funny to reach out to like keep tagging Sugar Bear Hair or whatever it is in my Insta posts and try to get sponsored as like a clearly balding man. Be like, fix this if your gummies are so good. Yeah,
get that Hims sponsorship.
Yeah,
Hims.
That's an ED pills.
No, it's all.
They do all the dude stuff. They do ED pills. They do hair. They do retinol.
Oh, I know what they do for hair. It's
probably Propecia.
It's Propecia.
It doesn't grow back. It stops it from.
No, it can.
Further,
no,
right?
it really can grow back. But the thing about Propecia or the whatever like the Propecia thing is that it has like a very significant chance of just like your dick doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
It's like 1 in 4. And
what a devil's bargain.
Yeah. And then the doctor will tell you, like, they're like, if that's something you experience, like, stop, because if you don't, you fucking sold your.
Your dick
farm.
Will never work
you
again.
You sold your dick farm. And no.
Wait, like
ever
even
get,
after you stop taking the pill?
Even after you stop taking
it can,
the pill.
Like, break, you're like, what?
Oh, it just boy. Never works again. Because the thing that the pill they give you for growing your hair back, how do I know so much about this? It's crazy. The thing they give you is, the way you get it cheap if you have good insurance is it's actually the same thing they give you for prostate problems. So it does something to your prostate. And yeah, you can break your dick with it.
Well,
best of luck to
to balding men who are taking that, rolling those dice.
Hey, but yeah, if you want an Instagram ad, so hit me up.
It's very funny because the last thing I'll say about it is like what they tell you to check for. That's like to see if it's starting. Obviously, other than just like generally not working that well, it's like they have no. They try to use, like, it's one of those things where they try to use medical language, but everyone knows what they're trying to say, and it'll be way easier. Basically, they're just be like, if you stop getting morning wood, like, don't do it anymore. But they have to be like, if you stop getting, like, early morning erectile activity. It's like, so, and you're like, morning wood. And they're like, yes, yes, yes. Anyways, check it out. Propecia.
We'll put a link in the description.
Break your dick. Get a full head of hair.
Yeah, we are not. We'll put a link in the description and get sued for not, like, disclosing some.
We're just
FDA
selling pharmaceuticals.
That seems like a pretty good disclosure to me.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, it's...
Hit that button, Patty.
Number four.
Propecia. Back into it.
I know I was supposed to do number four, but I have more to say about Propecia.
It's the,
Oh, swing it at me.
Guys, no one cares. You can just
you can
just tell the listeners.
Let
that.
Us have our thin veil.
That's right. I'm trying to keep it professional.
Why to be fair, as soon as we started recording, I was like, I don't know what number this is. And then I just had to live through it. Now I do. Uh-huh. And now okay. So this story comes to us from Insider, which is the most vague name.
I don't even know where.
The name of the thing is Insider, and the website is thisisinsider.com. So who the fuck knows what this is? But anyway, this is about a hotel in Idaho, $200 a night. So, you know, not cheap, especially I would think in Idaho.
That's like rent in Idaho.
Yeah. It's like $200 a night is kind of like a not great place in, like, New York or LA.
There's probably, like, a fancy ski mountains in Idaho or something, though, right?
It's, like, beautiful there.
I thought Idaho was really flat.
No, I think Dakotas are kind of flat. Idaho is, like, beautiful.
I think the whole Midwest is flat. Man, they're all flat.
Idaho's, like, more west. It's not
So America's not shaped like a skateboard? It goes up at the ends? Has a concave?
No, not really. Not really, my friend.
Yeah. Anyways, this $200 room in Idaho is it's a giant fake potato that you can live in.
It just has one room.
It's a single potato. I suppose they could build more. It's not two rooms where, like, one of you enters at the front of the potato and the other enters at the back of the potato.
A shotgun house potato.
Yeah.
But it's like it is a hotel consisting of a single room that is inside a potato.
It's in a potato, yes. And you guys could see the potato. It does look like a potato.
It does.
Not hard. Potato's a very vague shape.
Yeah, it kind of could be whatever you want.
Yeah, like as
is it
hiring
just on the ground in the dirt?
Yeah, there's a lot of dirt.
This is actually a traditional Idaho home.
I think we can actually confirm this is not anywhere near any good skiing because the horizon is quite far away and quite flat. It's in the middle of what looks like a field.
I mean, that is where potatoes are found, so it's just giving you the whole experience.
It should just be underground. That would be cool.
A root vegetable.
Ooh, that would be cool.
But it is very funny to me to, like, hire someone to sculpt a potato because it's like. It's like when you were in, like, preschool or whatever, and you're doing, like, art with watercolors, and you're like, you mix all the colors, and you're like, I made brown.
Yeah.
It's like you just end up with a potato.
It's also like sculpting a potato is like, well, it's an oval.
Yeah.
And also there's, like, the devil's in the details. Like, here are there's little eyes. Like, there's little bumps.
A couple
potato
weird
is
hairs.
Like people use, like, potato quality as, like, shorthand for, like, doesn't look like anything.
Yeah.
Like, I look like a potato today. Or it's like...
Yeah.
So, like, basically, to sculpt a potato, you just get a bunch of the material you're going to sculpt out and then just be like, it's done.
Yeah.
It's like,
here it is. It's if Bobby Hill was a vegetable.
Yeah.
It's protruding areas, all smooth and round.
I don't know you.
Can you make a prototype for this potato hotel? It's like, yeah, I can squeeze some clay in my fist.
Right.
And then drop it on the table if you want. So it is a 6-ton potato structure that was created to promote spuds across the U.S. Underused word, spud.
Spuds.
Well, it's working.
I mean, I don't...
Potatoes need promotion?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like potatoes are like a classic food. Yeah.
This is like when they kept having those TV commercials about cotton.
Or beef.
And I was like, everyone knows about cotton.
Touch the feel of cotton, the fabric of our lives. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, okay,
beef
cool.
Beef is what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Pork
it's
the other
so
white meat.
It's so strange to me. Why?
It's because it's like a lobby of farmers or whatever.
Beef was good because it had that fun song.
Pork underrated.
What's the beef song?
Beef, everyone knows.
Oh, Hoedown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about beef.
Little editorializing here. A small home developer turned it into an incredibly stylish rental property. Okay.
Incredibly stylish.
It look like a potato.
we got any inside shots?
Well, that's the thing. I'm reading
Eat a
about,
potato time.
My question
oh, this person's
is,
just, they're just wavering between, like, making fun of this and lying. We've all dreamed about living inside a potato.
Okay.
All right.
I'm back on the potato side.
Don't include me in your sick fantasy, yeah. Author, writer.
Yeah, and then they
person.
Go with hash browns for cushions, fries as shelves, doesn't really work. And then it says a giant bowl of fluffy mash to snuggle into at night. That sounds good. The rest of it sounds bad.
Yeah. But you have a pad of butter as a pillow.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
That sounds
good. My question,
sleep
though.
Like a cartoon mouse would.
Yeah.
Aw. My question, though, is when it was there to promote Spuds across the country, was there already a room inside it?
Oh, it was just already, they hollowed out a potato sculpture?
Was it being dragged around on like a truck?
Idaho's premier sculptor.
The way you said it, it just made me think like...
it's like metal and it's like leaving sparks as it's being dragged from
town
to town.
No wheels. It's not on like a chassis or anything. It's just they hook the potato to the back of a truck and drive.
Let's go.
Bouncing down the
road.
Buy
potatoes, asshole.
Y'all heard of fucking potatoes?
Yeah. You fat fucks like french fries, right?
You love this shit.
Yeah, just fucking doing a 180 into the town square. The potato smashes into a fountain. He jumps out with a bell. Ding, 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 ding. Y'all fucking know about potatoes? Get out of here.
Beef has...
Kid.
It's what's for dinner. Potatoes have... You fucking love this shit, right?
Yeah.
You know hogs shit? Love this.
You like fries,
you
bitch?
You little piggies?
Hey, you ever heard of fucking french fries? You stupid fuck.
Looks like you have.
Yeah. Potatoes, you fucking love them, don't you?
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's like slice the tour them. Was ended after a lot of people complained that they were mean to them.
They were being abused by the potato farming lobby.
Potatoes, slice them, dice them, suck my fucking dick.
Yeah.
Eat them.
So
eat them up, gobble them up,
gobble them up, you shits, you fucking.
I feel
assholes.
Like this is like a this. They should have gotten this on Tiny House Hunters or something.
Yeah,
it's not a tiny house.
Small though. It's wait, like pretty big. It's
how
six
big?
Tons.
Yeah, that isn't. That's like a car.
Yeah, that's not that big.
Oh, it. See, okay, I do have a picture of the interior. The interior is incredibly nice looking, and it's everything's like millennial pink
it's
and stuff.
Tiny house.
So this is
it's
truly
the Glossier store.
For nobody. Like the outside is funny to like. Like chintzy,
it looks like you're walking into a turd.
Like if you like the outside, you're going to be disappointed by the inside.
Yeah.
And if you like the inside, you would never be caught dead in that place.
Yeah, like are you like a 23-year-old aunt who's a millennial influencer somehow? Look, this is the inside. It's like
cool. It's very chic.
Yeah, still a tiny house though.
Yeah,
it is. A
it kind of reminds
house.
Me of like Marfa, Texas.
Yes.
Do you know about that?
Oh
place?
Yeah, the Prada has like a Prada store there.
It's like a it's. So the Prada store there is fake, which I just point out because I hate everything Marfa is about, and it annoys me when people like go there to take pictures in front of the fake Prada store. Yeah.
Kath got mad because she was going to buy some Prada stuff.
I was
and
so upset.
Found out that it was not real.
It's not fucking real. I came to the middle of nowhere in Texas to buy a goddamn $800 bag. You motherfuckers.
I thought I could get a deal on it.
Oh,
my location.
God. After the Spud toured the U.S. for 6 years on the back of a truck.
Wow.
The commission
we were right.
was at a loss for what to
it
do
was
with
being
it.
Dragged around.
Yeah, so they hired like a...
It was like the safe
they
at
hired
the end of Fast Five.
They hired a small home developer to turn it into a property.
Yeah, it's tiny
Everyone
house.
Is
it's
right.
Recreate the end of Fast Five with the potato instead of the safe.
It costs just in there in the bed.
It costs $200 a night plus a $31 service fee. Got to service the potato.
Is it Airbnb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We should go. When we do our show and
they have a bathroom in there?
What?
Is there a bathroom in there?
You could fertilize the potato.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Those tiny houses are like, it's, I find that to be like never not a huge hoot to watch those like those tiny home hunters.
I like tiny houses. Because
it's like you're just watching people be like, because they always have the one friend who's like, okay, this seems great.
I do feel
every
like
every single one of them, it's like, Oh, so you fold down the... Okay, so the bathroom is in the same place. Okay, yeah. All right, but you go up a ladder to go to bed. Okay, yeah. No, yeah. This, you're right. It does see... Okay.
All of those things are true about multiple friends we have in New York also.
Yeah, that is just a New York apartment. But I do feel like on those tiny house shows, like, there's usually one person who is, like, genuinely into it, but I feel like a lot of them are just people saying stuff out loud to try to convince themselves that they right. like it.
Like something has gone wrong, and it's like, well, no, this is actually more efficient like this.
Right.
Yeah, I watched one.
I don't need all the stuff
no,
I
like,
have.
You can. It's surprising how much stuff you can cook on a camp stove.
Yeah. Right, right.
I watched one of those, like, world's weirdest homes on Netflix, and the one of them is a guy who lives in a dumpster in Bushwick. And he was like, yeah, it's great. About, it's affordable. I don't pay rent. And then it's about me.
He lives inside Eli.
Yeah, he lives. It was about this guy who lives in me. His name's Osmosis Jones. And he's fighting for my health.
There was an asshole in Austin who was like, who lived in a dumpster and was like a big, like, trying to be a celebrity about living in a dumpster. And it was also.
Was he a comic also?
No, he was a professor at a community college. Okay. And the thing that was really funny is he tried to be like. He was trying to do, like, something about, like, sustainable living or whatever, but he was just a moron who was, like, trying to promote his own shit.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, he would be interviewed, and then you would find out that he was divorced and had a kid, and his kid couldn't come stay with him because he lived in a dumpster.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, you're just, like, an asshole. Like, oh, wow. You can afford an apartment, and you've chosen to forego time with your child to get attention.
He's just like, he's
I have
home,
a little
Homer.
Trash can that he stays in next to the dumpster.
When Marge kicks Homer out of the house, and he's, like, all, like, disheveled in the treehouse. Looking down at the house. That's this. Yeah. Well, so one of the tiny house ones was like a guy who, like, his daughter was going to be spending some of the time with him. We got divorced. Just like, this is so grim. Like, yeah. This is very difficult.
The thing was, when they were interviewing him, it was in the summer. It was in a fucking New York summer. Ugh. And he's like standing in this dumpster and he's like, yeah, it's great. It's about, yeah, about
someone
stuff.
Just throws trash on his and head, like, while he's doing the interview.
He says,
oops.
People like,
oh, that one was full.
People like leave trash on top of it sometimes. But he's sitting there, but it's a New York summer and it is thick, like steel.
Yeah.
With no, like,
it's an oven.
I was like, all I want him to do on the show, I'm like, I just want him to, like, sit in there for an hour.
It's the box from Django.
Close the door
that's
and
like,
sit in
that's
there
where
for
they
an
put
hour.
Carry, like, that's where in Django, where they put her in the thing in the yard. Like,
yeah.
It's like a metal
box. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
You live in the
like,
Hellraiser
puzzle
box.
To do that
box.
To himself.
It's surprising. This puzzle box is surprisingly affordable.
I live inside the lament configuration.
It's like, yeah. It's like living in a Pokeball or whatever. I like that the Game Freak actually had to come back and, like, because, you know, I don't know why people got upset, but they had to, like, retcon that. And they were like, the inside of a Pokeball is filled with the Pokemon's very favorite
it's
things.
It's quite nice.
Too many, like, too many kids. They're just like,
have you ever seen
Kill Me. Inside a Pokeball?
It's like, have you ever seen I Dream a Genie? Yeah, it's nice
it's like
in
that,
there, okay?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
They love it in there.
They love it in the ball.
What were we talking about? What was this about?
The potato.
Potato.
Oh, the potato. Okay.
Yeah, it's not any smarter.
The potato
than
is like
about.
I Dream a Genie.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Okay, yeah.
And also, whoever. If you live in the potato, somebody might make you fight someone else who lives in another potato.
Potato Mon.
When you get released.
And you also, all
just
you can,
a trucker turning his hat backwards yeah. and like pitching
all you're
a potato
allowed to
on the
say
ground.
Is your own name. That's the only thing yeah, you're allowed to yeah. say.
You can only say potato.
Go.
Actually.
Potato.
Russet. Just different types of potato. What's the other one? Golden Idaho.
You tried complain to the manager. It's not effective.
Potato used struggle.
Potato used roll. Your next option also roll. That's your only option.
Potato used do nothing. Potato used sit there a little bit.
All right.
So check it out if you're in Idaho.
Potato used get hot in the sun.
Number three.
Oh, me and Kath exponentially enjoyed that more than you did. Try to get hot in the sun.
It's you again, by the way.
It's you again.
Oh, boy. Well, Pokemon. Let's talk about them. All right.
Game Freak.
That's yeah. who made
Good name
the,
of the company.
Pokemon games. The headline on this one, Australia is deadly serious about killing millions of cats.
Finally, in my opinion.
Millions?
The opposite of Pokemon.
Millions.
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 See, but this is what they like do this. This is the time from the New York Times. But like it's still kind of, they're feral cats. It's like wild cats.
Yeah. So, I mean, not wild cats. Domestic cats.
They're all football players for Northwestern. That's running
around. And they're also children's soccer teams.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Janny Jaguars. I don't know why that's the first time I've thought about it in years. I'm like, yeah, it's my...
So wait, so they're feral cats, and they're, what are they doing that they have to, they're just like, they're overrunning places, so they got to take them out?
Yeah, well, oh God, I should have known. This is New York Times, so it's like...
Unreal
dense.
Article.
Yeah, it's like, it's not like I can usually scroll through and there's bullets like, cats eating too many fish. It's like...
They're eating all our fish
usually,
skeletons.
As we descend into the news, canopy of Australia.
Right. The news sources we usually use, like, they start by explaining what a cat is, because that's their audience, is like... Very stupid.
Yeah,
people.
They're like cats, the furry animals you've seen around. The ones with the ears, where you keep going, what is this?
Sometimes they enjoy a saucer of milk.
That is actually like so spot on for the start of most articles we have.
The no saucers. Feline friends that...
These cats aren't getting a saucer of milk. They're getting murdered by the millions. Systematically extinguished. Yeah, God.
What's behind this door? Sorry, is that off topic?
We'll do that on the bonus.
The bonus will be opening the door in the studio that I have literally never noticed before.
Yeah.
Until Patty just randomly pointed it out.
It's
a black door.
Thousands also, of flies.
The lead photo on this article is just a guy. Here's the caption on that. A member of the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia with a cat he shot. Cool.
So
it's just a guy carrying a dead cat. I'm really trying to. This is what I'm dealing with. Rising over the mantle of ghost-like smoke bushes that carpeted the ground to the treeless horizon. What did the cats do?
They're gonna get murked. That's what they're gonna do.
Carpeting thousands of hectares. Ah, what the fuck?
Do you want me to Google a different article for you? Is that gonna help? I feel like.
Bridget Bardot wrote a letter.
Come on.
What? What are the cats, though?
She's like an animal rights activist, I think.
Yeah, that was what you did if you were like a hot lady in that time period. It's like you had to like Miss America, like I'm for world peace.
Okay, here's a local affiliate article. I feel like this will probably be
these
better.
Cats are ruining the environment.
So they want to call 2 million feral cats. Can you please say that in an Australian accent for me? Feral
two
cats?
2 million feral cats.
Feral cats.
Oh my God, the cats.
The cello.
Pandir Express.
That's a good one. So apparently also the cats in Australia are a product of European colonizers. So this is just another, you know.
Yeah, it's like Bart's bullfrog.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So one of those awful
the
fish
ecosystem
from
can't handle it. Yeah, those gross ass. Yeah, those gross ass fish.
Disgusting fucking fish.
People are.
I mean, Australians are the product of that as well.
That I
most
mean,
Australians.
The non-indigenous Aboriginal Australians are also. I mean, look, I'm not going to go so far as to say maybe we should think about what product of colonization should be called in Australia, but you know, just look in the mirror, folks. If you're going to call 2 million cats. But yeah, so apparently what they have done to kill them all is Eli showing how long
it is
the article
a novel.
Is.
It is so long.
I found another article. It's fine. I got you. Thank you, Shelby.
Making a point about colonization. Anyway, here's didgeridoos.
Yeah, we got them.
So government scientists in Australia, it's so loud. I have to take these off while I read. Government scientists in Australia have dropped more than 500,000 poison sausages in a month to try to kill.
Do you hear the thing that sounds like the piggy voice, Patty's pig voice?
No, I missed it.
It just went again. Patty in a didgeridoo circle in Australia.
Oh, we got it.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to play it, but it's. We have limited inputs here.
All right,
folks.
So did this say what the cats do?
They've killed, apparently, so far, 211,560 cats, which is like.
Pretty grim cataloging that has to go on.
They like overrun the ecosystem. There are just too many of them, and they hunt and kill things, and like.
They gotta go.
They gotta go.
Yeah,
there's too many.
Yeah.
It's like Times Square on New Year's Eve. It's like, yeah, you gotta get them out of there.
But the biggest one...
They've caused the extinction of more than 2 dozen of Australia's native species.
That is serious. That is actually massively bad.
So they're poison sausages.
I don't think we covered that yet.
Yeah, I said it.
Oh, you said it?
You've been reading the character study in that New York Times
article. Well, I wanted to know what the cats did, so you pulled up a different thing, and then I lost it, but...
Yeah.
Cool.
500,000 poison sausages.
Do the sausages each have their own little parachutes?
I hope so.
They did say they, like, dropped them, and that, like, to me only means helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Helicopter
was
that,
was it like was it no it was bomber. Like one of those planes that fights fires or instead of jumping a bunch of water just dumped sausages over like an entire forest.
I feel like that's like it doesn't seem specific enough
like
I feel
other
like
animals
a lot
would
of
eat
animals
sausages,
eat
right?
sausage yeah.
Oh yeah, you can't just be dropping like tasty poison
yeah.
all over the kids eat sausages.
Hell, I'll eat a damn yeah. sausage.
I'll eat a damn parachuted sausage.
It's like, oh, this one fell on a plate, so a guy ate it.
Yeah, I was eating outside.
It was over a brunch that was happening, and it's like, oh, all right, I guess I missed this sausage.
I'd set up a table outside, and I had a bare plate, but I was using my imagination to imagine if I had food, and I tied a napkin around my neck and was holding a fork and
knife.
And then I closed my eyes and said, oh, I wish I had a nice, juicy sausage. And then I opened my eyes, and there was one. I cut in, and then I died from poison.
R.I.P.
But you cut a very thin, almost translucent slice.
Yeah, I was like, we can't go back to the bean slice. The classic bean slice.
The bean slice well.
The reference every 3 weeks or so.
We're running the bean slice well dry. 3 weeks, I think, is... conservative.
Generous.
Yeah.
Well,
bean slices.
Good luck to the cats that are dying.
It sounds like it's going great. So they're 10% of the way there.
I mean, I could see.
I feel like I'm tripping with this.
That's a lot of cats.
That's a shitload of cats. I mean, Shelby
cats,
turns it
cats
up.
That she feels like she's tripping, and yeah, Shelby made it louder.
Well, cats do like, they have a million babies every time. They're
1 million babies.
Yeah, they shoot them out like a seahorse.
They do.
Is that how seahorses do it? They shoot them out?
Yeah, they shoot them out.
Have you ever seen seahorses give birth? It's gross.
It's insane. Don't the men?
Yep.
Yeah, but they
men
like
shoot them
fire.
Out.
It Something we could all looks, learn from, fellas.
It's like, what if you just like came full babies?
I'm
that's
an ally.
What it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't give those seahorses Propecia or they're going to be in trouble.
That's true. Yeah. I felt like a hairy seahorse, not great.
That's why they'll be in trouble. Because a hairy seahorse
looks
is
weird.
Oh, imagine finding a hairy fish. Scientists would be like, we hate it.
Throw it back.
Guys, we fucked up.
We're not cataloging this one.
We dove too deep. And
my friend Danny the other day said, like, in response, I said something about, like, L.A. Danny or something. Like, he's different L.A. And he said, vote him out. And now that's my response to anything I don't like. Like, hairy fish. Vote him out. Get him out.
That's all right.
Our only
leave this to the people.
Our only recompense is to use the ballot box and vote him out.
Vote him out. Vote the hairy fish
those
out.
Fish
we
with,
hate
those
him.
Fish with human teeth, vote him out.
Vote him out.
Get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I want that to happen so bad. Just like the whole, like, well, we finally, like, scientists finally went into the deep sea and they're never going back. It was a real nightmare down there.
Just like,
not cool.
According to one scientist, fuck that place.
Yeah. Scientists report, not cool.
Not for us.
Yeah. They have dubbed the newly discovered portion of the ocean the bad place and promised to never return.
Man, that really settled back down nicely after having that going for the whole time. The silence is like
yeah,
a
it was
welcome
nice.
Relief.
Yeah. Let's all take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Maybe move on to the next number.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was at church for Easter. We accidentally went to like the vigil one the night before, which
we
was like
went
2.5
to a
hours long.
Concert.
Yeah, no, but like I'm convinced that it's like not a Catholic church because it's like it's borderline like it's like evangelical kind of like hip what I would call hippy dippy stuff. Like I
sure.
you know, and
well, if you're Catholic, hippy dippy stuff just means like
music.
Yeah, it means like
speaking
someone...
English,
light petting,
facing the congregation.
Right.
I like pre-Vatican II.
A sermon involves the word I.
Because it's like because like, the main thing is you get
spine.
You get in, you get out in like 45. That's what you want. Right. You cut all the stuff. They're saying everything.
Right.
Whatever.
Nobody has an emotion.
Right.
You just sit there.
People have like people are holding hands during the Our Father. Nobody wants any. Get that out of here. I don't have to touch these people. So
do you do the peace be with you, shake hands?
You have to,
at Catholic
but I don't
Church?
Like it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
sometimes on holidays
gets.
They'll say wish each other happy, so you have to do it twice. And I remember like my dad would like stiffen up and be very unhappy having to do it once. Like, God damn it, we're doing this later. We have to do it again now. I feel the same way. But they had a part where like it was singing a part that normally wasn't sung, and there was also bells being rung by like one of the altar servers, and the bells were not in time with anything, so it was just like bells ringing while there was singing. And then I slowly realized that a lady like a pew over and a row up had like brought her own bell and was also ringing like in the audience. And
oh,
I was like,
man.
All right, I'm going insane. This is like a nightmare. We've been
you can't bring your own bell.
This is like Lynchian. You brought your own bell. You're right, exactly.
I can't stop imagining the because I don't really know how church works or anything. Just like when you're like they had bells, like they were doing the regular like service, and then the pastor, who I just imagine every pastor has Reverend Lovejoy's voice, he's like, and also performing on the bells is Peter, and it's just like a little hyper boy with like two bells. He's like, just like dancing. And everyone's like, thank you, Peter.
That's pretty close.
Yeah,
that's pretty close. But anyway, yeah. Hey, Easter, check it out next year. All right, so we are going to move on, I think, right?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two.
This one is keeping in with our themes of weird adult sons. Michigan man is suing his parents for more than $86,000 in civil court for throwing out some of his stuff. He was moving back into his parents' house after a divorce. And
so he needed it.
He moved back into his parents' house with a bunch of stuff, and then they moved to Indiana, and a bunch of stuff was missing. And the main biggest chunk of this $86,000 was $29,000 for a pornography collection that this guy had.
Wow. That's as much money as I make in a year.
$29,000 of pornography.
Of porno. Of hard copy porno.
I guess so, right? Because how would you value, like, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, if you have, like, memberships and stuff, but then how would those get lost in a move, you know?
He's downloaded them all to a terabyte hard drive.
And then, like, so here's what I have a question about. So he moved back in with his parents, and then they all moved to Indiana.
They moved to, I guess, he moved to Indiana. I'm sorry. So he moved in with his parents for, like, a little while.
Sure.
I'm
just imagining him knocking on their door with a cardboard box that just says porno on it.
I'm gonna need to stay here for a couple.
A number of cardboard. He had them like comic books, like the way you put comic books in like those sleeves that have,
yeah.
And they have like the little thing in the corner saying what like grade they get on the scale of how valuable
like
they are.
Like locked up ones.
I told the story about Cool Keith and porno on this podcast?
The rapper Cool Keith?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. Very brief.
Just a guy I know named Keith. It's pretty good.
When I was in college, my roommate senior year, Alex, was the concerts chair. And so he booked all of the concerts for the year. And so when bands would come to town, we would often be just like the hospitality people because it was like a small school. And it was like, you know, usually it was not a problem because it was like very low key, like indie rock bands. But we got Cool Keith to come.
Mm-hmm.
And Cool
Keith, Dr. Octagon.
Dr. Octagon. Who rules. That album's great.
Yeah.
He is a fucking psycho, obviously.
Yeah.
And he got there like an hour late. Like the show was supposed to be starting. And he was like, where is the nearest porno place? And we were like, it is an hour away. It is on the highway. It is off I-80, an hour away. I guess we can take you. And so my friend Tim drove Cool Keith and his entourage to the Lion's Den on I-80. And he bought $200 worth of porno magazines. And apparently, to my friend Tim, his reasoning for this was, quote, sometimes you got to go analog. That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
About buying $200 of porno magazines. The show started 2 hours late because
Cool
Keith...
So you showed up late and then was like, one more thing before we kick this off.
Exactly. I will not be able to go on.
What?
Do you have an opener?
I don't even know what is a porno. What does a magazine cost? I've never purchased a magazine.
I mean, I only know
it was like
is it like a $5.99 like
a GQ? I think they're like $10.
Yeah,
Like, I was not in the car. I did not come.
My shame would never be allow me to, like, I'd have to go somewhere where I would never go there again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like the lines down
why?
On
once
I-80.
You break the seal at a place, you can just go there
forever.
You go
to the bodega, then, like, the guy, like, gives you, like, the nod or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't need that.
That's my version of the bodega guy. I, like, leave my keys with the, like, yeah, you can up, when you get into town, pick up my keys at the pleasure chest or whatever. That's a real chain, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a friend who I will not name who the bodega like across the street from where he lived drunkenly bought like a porno DVD, like a Spanish language porno DVD from the
just
bodega.
Just because he was like drunk and saw a picture of a butt and was like, that one.
Yeah, and then basically was like, well, I have to move, I guess, because because every time he went in there, the guy was like, nice, man. Like, it was just like completely.
He bought it at the bodega?
The relationship is poisoned. There's no way to undo it.
I can't come back from this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I feel like the bodega guy sounded like he was cool with it.
But it's like, that's like an extra element to the transaction you
right.
just don't want. Yeah.
You
I
get
mean,
like
I
a little
mean,
too
I'm
much.
Thinking about this.
Yeah, a little too much lingering eye contact. Like, he's like too excited. Like,
hey, we got some new stuff in if you want to. Yeah.
It's like when you're like a teenager trying to buy condoms, is like buying other stuff. I'm just at the counter, like, hey, could I get, yeah, I'll take like some of the Aleve, I guess. And then there's a Gatorade. You guys didn't have Glacier Freeze, just lemon lime, I guess. Can I also get the boner pill? Can I get Samurai X? Can you give me, yeah, 4 Samurai X's, I guess. Is that good? I don't know. Like, and then you have to go back at some point.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
But Cool Keith does not have that problem. Well, he's never going to go back to the Lion's Den.
No,
probably,
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to be invited back to my college.
Not too worried about it. Yeah.
I don't think he was super thrilled to do the liberal arts college show. That he was
How
two
was
hours
the
late for.
Reception? How did it go?
He was honestly a very good performer,
yeah.
But he did say some borderline homophobic stuff that
sure.
got people kind of bummed out, which we maybe should have foreseen
yeah.
coming, perhaps.
We had a similar yeah. like I had friends who were on the program board at Georgetown too, and we had like the concerts never seemed to line up. It was like the people who were making the decisions maybe did not sort of match the community always. Like, because, like, Georgetown's, like, you know, for the most part, it's, like, white kids. Like, you know, like, it's pretty and like, basic taste and things. And it
sure.
was, like, one year we got, like, Nappy Roots. And it's, like, all right, I don't know what the overall, like, are people
yeah.
really, like, you know, and then people went and stuff. But it was just kind of, like, maybe not, like, you know, maybe get, like, you know, there was a year where it was, like, Vertical Horizon and Train and Sister Hazel. And that's like, well, it's a little closer probably
yeah.
to the average.
Ours were, like, mostly really good. Like, they picked well. I got to see a lot of bands that I really, really like during that. But, like, it was always uncomfortable when it was a hip-hop artist because the school was, like, in the middle of Iowa and majority white. And so, like, fucking, like, RZA came, and it was, like, awesome, but also, like, this is weird. Like, looking around,
yeah.
like,
oh, but
this
white
is weird.
People fucking love Wu-Tang.
No, white people absolutely love Wu-Tang, but it is, like, kind of weird to watch Wu-Tang in surrounded by only white people.
Yeah.
Like, which is why I probably wouldn't go to a Wu-Tang concert now, because...
I think it's all of them,
yeah,
actually.
Like, it's weird. It's...
Yeah.
I had, like, OAR one year, and I was like, this is who it should be.
Perfect.
This is who it should be.
Did you go see RZA?
Yeah.
My
yeah,
friend
awesome.
Went and saw, they did every Halloween, they do, like, a big hip-hop thing at the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor, and my friend went and saw Ghostface, and the concert started at, like, 9 or 10, and Ghostface came on at, I believe, 2:30 in the morning.
That's nice. How it always,
they,
that's
literally,
it always
like,
is.
The entire clan, you know, like... Like, very junior members of the
yeah,
Wu-Tang.
Yeah, there were a lot of junior
Wu-Tang
members. I remember my friend bought...
Like Spicy Kicks.
Like the Wu-Tang.
Killer Priest. I remember my friend bought Killer Priest a chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
he was very high and was like, I don't know how to do this. And
so
my friend just bought him a chicken
the
sandwich.
The Wu-Tang prospects. They haven't
yeah.
officially earned the cut yet.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that,
yeah,
yeah.
They're fighting with U-God for the bottom spot.
Exactly.
Like,
I feel like U-God was there.
Yeah, he's constantly, you know... They just bring in smaller Wu-Tang members to keep U-God, you know, like on his
feeling
feet.
Feeling good,
yeah. keep him on his toes.
Yeah.
It's like bringing in competition, like an NFL team. Like, you want to keep your spot?
Right.
U-God?
yeah. So this guy, I don't know. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Loves
it to seems like it's
stroke
a
off.
Very healthy relationship with your parents where you're suing your parents for monetary damages for throwing out your porno.
Yeah.
Here's a...
That's somebody with just nothing left.
He emailed his parents. If you had a problem with my belongings, you should have stated that at the time, and I would have gone elsewhere. Yeah, get a Westies, dude. Do you need your parents to have your, like, you need to put your porno in your parents' house?
This super feels like a guy that, like, leaves it out also. The way he says that makes it sound like he's just, like, everywhere.
If I brought porno to my parents' house, that porno would be forever tainted, and I would not be able to, like...
It's like bringing food in the bathroom at work. Like, on the way back from, like, getting lunch, if you, like, have to stop and pee or whatever, like, you have to, like, leave it on.
Oh, yeah.
There was a whole, like, episode of The League that I think about all the time with this, where they had, like, a shelf on the wall outside the bathroom at work, because it's, like, if you're, like, running errands, come back, oh, I gotta pee before I eat. It's, like, no, I gotta bring it in first, then go pee, because I can't bring the food in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's like that, but with porno. Anyway.
You have to leave it out on the doorstep of your parents' house.
I just like that this guy, there's this.
We're
like
in
a
the
small,
woods. That's where analog porno.
That's where porno goes. It goes in the woods.
I just like that he had this like small portion of his life where he like kind of needed to move him back home and get stuff together, but he like could not leave his porno. Just showing up at his parents' house like, I'll be here for a couple weeks. And he walks in, like door slams, the house just starts shaking. His parents like, great. Cool.
The dad said,
I feel like that you really don't regret a divorce when the guy's like, I'm leaving and I'm taking all of my porno. You're like, good luck to you. Goodbye forever.
This guy, he wrote in the email, instead you chose to keep quiet and behave vindictively. That's what he said to his parents. And his dad responded, I would have done the same if I'd found a kilo of crack cocaine. Said it was for his own mental health.
All right. Well, now I'm on the kid's side.
They're both bad, sounds like.
The parents sound like fucking prude party poopers.
I'm on the ex-wife's side.
Yeah, really. She's the one who deserves the money.
Anyway, best of luck to everyone involved there.
You all sound great.
Whatever. Yeah. So, hey, let's do number one now.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Okay, number one is a beautiful story that comes to us from the wonderful land of Brazil.
Brazil. Come to Brazil, even.
We should perhaps go to Brazil.
Come to Brazil, perhaps let's shoot. Let's shoot in Brazil.
This story, I was just thinking because before we were starting, we kept going, this story comes to us from ancient Egypt. And now I can't get that out of my brain.
What was the other one that you had?
Old Tangiers.
Story comes to us.
Or old Algiers.
Old Tangiers.
This tale comes to us on the winds.
From the Constantinople. The wind.
Yeah.
So anyway, Brazil. A modern country.
From Imhotep. On Twitter.
This is about a parrot that was detained by the police.
Filming in a police station. For filming at a post office.
For attempting to shoot Instagram models. So apparently this bird was owned by some drug traffickers, and they taught it to warn them about the cops coming.
The bird was a lookout?
Yeah, the bird was a lookout.
Hell yeah.
They have great eyesight.
I don't know if I buy this, because you can teach a bird to talk, for sure.
Yeah,
some
I
birds.
I don't think you can teach a bird to identify police. That seems
you
like a
stretch.
You
could teach crows to identify police, I bet.
Crows are super smart. You're the one who told me about the crow vending machine, right?
Maybe, probably. I talk about crows a lot.
This guy loves talking about crows.
Machine was this guy taught crows to pick up coins and put them in a vending machine that like dispersed bird feed. And he initially taught them how to do it in his yard, but then they would fly all around and pick up coins, and he like made a living from the crows his vending machine.
They hold grudges. The story I usually tell is they did a study where on a college campus there was like a murder of crows that lived in this specific place, and they went by, they had masks made, and they would have two different, researchers walk by, and they would wear one mask, and they would be very mean to the crows.
Mm.
And then they wore...
Hey, crows! Nice feathers, idiot!
You ever heard of a potato, you fucking assholes?
Maybe try another color. Black.
Ooh, a murder. We get it. You're
so
morbid.
What, do you write poetry? Hey, try being a raven, idiot. But they put on this one mask and they'd be really shitty to the crows and be like throw rocks. And then they'd wear a different mask and like feed them and stuff.
Yeah.
And... then from like after they did this for a while, if anybody walked by them with the bad mask on, the crows went fucking ape shit and would just like like drop shit on them and just like lose their shit. And if they walked by with the good mask, the crows were like very nice to them.
The crows would do their bidding.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The crows became their king.
I love to have my bidding.
The crow
done.
King, not a rat king.
No, different thing.
Yeah.
King of the crows, Jon Snow.
Yeah, but check out crows.
Where is he?
Really? Like, not even as a joke.
Like, no, they're
always,
pretty
like,
crazy.
Check out crows. Like, look up crows on fucking YouTube. Watch
look
some
up crows,
crows
on Instagram.
Crows can solve like 6-piece puzzles, like 6-stage
they're really
puzzles.
Smart.
They're smart as
another
fuck.
Cool thing about crows, the movie The Crow. Pretty
yeah?
Cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. But yeah, this parrot, the police said, quote, he must
he
have been trained for this.
Yeah.
As soon as the police got close, he started shouting. And he was apparently shouting, Mom, the police, in Portuguese.
Mom?
Mom, M-U-M. Like, yeah, I guess it's mom.
Oh, yeah.
It was taught to alert its mom to the police. It does say it was in Portuguese, and I'm really bummed they didn't give me a translation of how to say mom, the police, in Portuguese.
This is all part of their plan. The parrot starts going, Mom, the police. And then they come out like Miss Doubtfire, and they're like, what?
Oh, no! I just clipped the mic. I said that so loud.
The smoke, I'm making cookies. Oh,
yeah,
they met my parrot.
All the drug dealers put their faces into cakes at the same time when they hear the parrot.
They'll never be able to identify
these are all
us.
Scottish housekeepers.
They all put their face in a big pile of cocaine, so it looks the same.
To hide their features.
Oh, these are all just old ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that's cocaine, Chief.
No, just friendly Scottish housekeepers. Yeah. It's fine.
Come on, Lou. Yeah, it's Wiggum for some reason.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have trained.
All priests are Lovejoy and all cops are Wiggums.
Yeah.
That's true. A-C-A-W. A caw, which is the noise a crow makes. Full circle.
I feel like you should train a hawk to be a lookout. You should just have a falconer on every drug crew that could circle the sky.
I mean, imagine you're like about to do a drug deal and somebody shows up with a fucking falcon on their arm.
Just get like a drone.
I'm so excited.
You're doing a drug deal and suddenly a falcon swoops down and grabs the briefcase. Scree! Like, you look up at the roof and there's a falconer up there.
All they have to do is just like get a drone. Just
pay
one of your guys, like pay, spend like $400 at Best
it seems
Buy.
Very labor intensive to teach a
right.
parrot.
Have the drone, like, it can be up in the sky and you can have a guy looking at the screen. And then...
But you need a guy looking at the screen. That's a whole new role.
That's true.
The drone cannot independently identify.
Right.
The parrot is
well,
a better option.
Well, it was foolproof, as we saw.
Yeah.
Because the guys are all in jail, I assume.
Yeah.
Or executed by Bolsonaro probably by now, right?
He was not, the parrot did not alert them in time.
You
he basically just said the police as the police were there. He identified them once they were.
This is their biggest mistake: is that they needed a series of parrots spread like
that's right,
like 30. You know, like in Mulan when they light the fucking torches, like craw, 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 and it kind of goes
you need
down.
To make the whole forest your part of your cartel,
right.
Or you just have like a rope near the parrot that it can pull with its beak, and then you're fucking going to lockdown and walls drop. I should be a drug dealer in Colombia.
Brazil.
The Colombia of Brazil.
The Colombia of... Wait, hang on. No. so it didn't work out.
They're all in jail.
What are they doing to the bird?
They put the bird in a zoo. They put the bird... I'm so glad you asked.
They hit it with a rock and threw it in a well.
They shot it with a gun.
They put a shotgun in the bird's asshole.
No, they put it in its mouth. They made it... And then they made it pull the trigger with its little claw.
I don't know why I was going to say that, but I was like, that's pretty dark.
That was
I was like,
dark
no,
for
it's
you.
Funnier if you put the shotgun in the
they
bird's
made it
asshole.
Cobain itself.
No, oh, they
no.
brought it to
Courtney Love killed the bird. That's what I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
They got
it
Courtney
did too much
Love
heroin
in.
And got depressed. And,
yeah.
No, they sent
and
it to...
And now another parrot is in the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, right.
Its friend.
Yeah.
Its friend has joined the Foo Fighters. They sent it to a local zoo where it could be trained to fly and eventually released. So,
you have to train a bird to fly? I thought they just fucking knew that.
I think if you have your wings clipped and you're a bird, you don't. It's not innate. But I think they can teach you.
Yeah.
Will it return to its life of crime?
We don't know.
I guess we'll find
out. It's
being
let off the hook. I mean,
if it ever does, flew the coop is, you set that in the headline and just slam it.
Yeah.
Slam the enter key.
Yeah, yeah. I assume that they're classic. They still use Gutenberg presses, right?
Yeah. You
set a hand, set a headline, and hit it with a hammer.
Yeah.
You hit stop the presses, and then all the paper goes flying everywhere, and it ruins everything for like a couple hours. Well, yeah, I guess the parrot, his handlers are all dead probably by now, but the parrot lives on
in the zoo
to notify.
Really, the parrot is in jail.
They did also send the parrot to a jail for animals.
No, the parrot's not in jail. It's in a cage at the zoo.
It's not free to do it. No, it's not. I mean, but who is free to do what they want, really?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The parrot has to get a job. He has a parole officer that he has to check in with.
Yeah, he has to pick up trash on the side of the road.
Yeah, he actually works at the DMV.
Yeah. He's going to end up recording a country album with some of the other
parole
parrots.
Officer is like a vulture with a tie on that just like it sits in like a cage it has to check in with.
Yeah.
This will be a wonderful kids movie for the children of criminals.
That's right.
Just to teach them about the parole system.
Mm-hmm. How unfair it is.
Yeah.
You're 10 minutes late for a court date. You're back. You're back in the zoo.
Yeah.
It's messed up.
Oh, feather, where art thou? Is that a joke?
Sure.
Yeah. There
technically,
you go.
It qualifies.
Put it in the fucking Gutenberg press, baby.
Nailed it.
Whap.
Well, that'll do it for us here. We got to do some plugs, I guess. Like we said before, check out the T-Public. We got a really cool designs. On a bunch of different things.
And speaking of cool designs, shout out to Hot Dog Day from the Discord, who bought a Beanus onesie and put it on a baby. Thank you.
Love it.
So much.
Love it so much.
Thank you to them.
Sorry to interrupt all the
things. No, but that's, it a Hot Dog Day. What else we got? We got the Patreon, patreon.com/whatatimepod. We got all the bonus stuff. It's been... over a year
of Patreonage.
I think we're 52 now, so this will be 53 when it goes up this week, so we're gonna record after this. Sorry to let you in behind the the production schedule here, destroying the mystique. Otherwise, I don't know, we're What a Time Pod on the stuff, What a Time Podcast at Gmail if you want to email us. I don't know, I'm patting him on the stuff. I don't really have anything going on, except for come to Karma, I guess. Fridays, 8:30.
Except
you'll
the last
see us
Friday.
Post about it. Except the last Friday, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that. And there's no Karma. Is there one this Friday?
There is.
Oh, okay, I thought we had two off. Anyways.
I have a bunch of stuff to plug today. I have two other podcasts, WrestleSplania about pro wrestling and Lie, Cheat, and Steal about famous scams and cons and stuff like that. I'm also going on tour soon, which is really what I want to talk about. Number one, I have a show this Friday, which is actually my birthday. So if you live in New York, please come to that. It would be really nice if people came.
I'm not going to come.
God damn it. It's at Mayday Space.
I'm busy.
It's fine. You have Karma. It's okay. We'll do karaoke.
Oh, actually, I do have Karma.
It's at Mayday Space. It's another paid protest show. We're doing a benefit for the DSA Eco-Socialist Caucus, or Eco-Socialist Working Group, rather. It should be really fun. 7:30, Mayday Space in Bushwick. I will probably get drunk after I do my set because it's my birthday. So if you want to see me be drunk, come to that. I also am doing shows May 6th through the 11th in Burlington, Vermont, Manchester, New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, Concord, New Hampshire, and Boston, Massachusetts with my good friend Alex Patak of the Dragon Ball Super podcast and Pod Damn America. So come see us do stand-up comedy. Thank you.
I think it's Ballin' Out Super, right?
Sorry, yeah, you're right. Ballin' Out Super.
Let me.
I don't know about that anime bullshit.
Yeah, get his ass.
Dragon Ball Z
I've
is
been on
barely
that podcast.
Anime.
I'm an asshole. Yeah. Anyway,
it's so mainstream. Let me
Eli
pull up my
like
empty Google calendar.
What is going on that calendar?
It's got a lot of my daily tasks on there.
Yeah. Do you see all these items on the calendar?
It's got a lot of items.
Yeah.
This guy loves items.
I have my daily tasks. They're imported from Todoist.
Do you want any? Do you want to plug any of them?
Yeah, sure.
You
let's
go plug
through
Todoist?
Them. My company-wide harassment training is due on Tuesday.
Training everyone how to harass.
Yeah, yeah.
Each other.
I have to take an online quiz where I click on ladies' asses.
My
will
last...
this ass quit? Yes, no.
My last boyfriend in Austin, when he completed the harassment training for his work, they sent him like a little certificate in like in his email, like, congrats, you've completed your harassment training course. And
he jerked off on it.
No, he made it into a t-shirt. He put it on a t-shirt and wore it around. I was like, I feel like that in itself violates your harassment clause. Anyway.
Yeah. But as far as plug stuff, I don't have any real shows coming up that I know of, I don't have any shows that I know of.
It's like, I don't have any shows or kids.
I'm disorganized. Yeah. Get it?
You can watch me on Twitch at twitch.tv Chili's Restaurants. And also, if you want to watch, I do a thing at work for Dorkly where I do another kind of like vodcast podcast. You can watch it or listen to it, called Table Pop, where we play tabletop RPGs based on properties that don't deserve it. I just did the latest one on YouTube is Twilight, and it's very good. I play Greg the Swamp Thing, who is not part of Twilight. And I make a decision early in the game that I am not romantically interested in Bella and just kind of spend the game hanging out as Greg. So you can check that out.
Cool.
Greg.
Greg.
Shout out to Greg. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.